Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Sun, sea, sand, hotel, flight and activities. It's pretty easy to see the appeal of a package holiday, but in the past, the cost and booking process often put people off, especially with the convenience of booking low-cost flights and hotels directly from your smartphone. But now, package holidays are making a strong comeback. Brian O'Connell spoke to some people in Cork City Centre about the price of holidays in general and whether they use a travel agent or book themselves.
So last year I was in Gdansk and I was in Rhodes and I was in Zadar.
On the holidays you go on, do you book yourself or have you used a travel agent?
I use a travel agent.
Why do you use the travel agent?
Because I can't print off the stuff.
And you find with the travel agent, they print off, they give you all your documentation, your boarding passes.
Yes.
Everything is in the envelope.
Yeah, everything is in it. And the transfer is from...
And how do you find they are on price then?
Just looking, you know, I can still go in and Google the prices and that. And the difference could be maybe 100, 150. But for us...
You're paying 150 more.
Yeah. Around. There or thereabouts. And you'd have a rep in the hotel you'd be in and that.
I go to the States on holiday, so I stay with family. With flights, yeah, flights have gone up all right, but... I study family disabled in the States, so that lesson's a blow for me, you know.
Would you ever book through a travel agent, or do you always book it yourself online?
There was a time when I used to, but no, I go online all the time. No, all the time? It's more convenient now, to be fair, right?
And you say you've noticed the flights have gone up?
Yeah, like, for example, there now, like, I remember I go to a few football games over in England, and I was only looking at a flight there now to go for a cup final there in April. And before, you got a flight for 130, 140 quid. No, it's 200 quid cheapest. I just prefer going to major cities and...
And you like a bit of activity on holiday?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You're not a man who sits by the pool for
no,
2 weeks.
No, definitely not for me. Right?
That's not your thing?
No.
I'm a home bird.
Would you go anywhere in Ireland for a week off?
Nah, I never kind of go away to tell the truth now. We went to Lanzarote about 8 years ago. That was my first foreign holiday and my last.
Did you book it through a travel agent? Or
yeah, travel agents, yeah. Sick of this online thing. We're all schoolboy.
And just the last thing I'll ask you, how was Lanzarote?
It was lovely, actually. But I just thought I'd never get home because I'm a home bird, like... I was missing me home comforts.
Well, plenty of people like to holiday at home, and we're going to find out a little bit about what the weather's going to be like in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about what happens when you decide to go abroad and whether you book it yourself or use a travel agent. Linda Jones is with us, owner of the Travel Boutique in Bray, and Tara Povey, who's a travel writer, is here with me in the studio. So, Linda, from your point of view, package holidays, why are they on the rise?
Good morning, Claire. I think package holidays offer a lot of security to a consumer, and you have everything arranged for you, your flights, your transfers, your accommodation, and you can book it with just a low deposit. And then it's helping people who are budgeting because they can pay installments off their holiday and they don't have to pay it until the 2 months before travel.
Mm-hmm. But Tara, for you, I know you do a bit of both. I mean, you're a fan of the mix and match, aren't you? Sometimes package holidays, sometimes booking your own thing. I mean, I'm surprised that you would use package holidays at all.
Yeah, Claire, I like a bit of both. I've used travel agencies in the past, especially when I was first starting out travelling. I use it to book my solo adventures around South America, but I wouldn't necessarily use it for everything. I might use a travel agency for like flights if I was doing a round the world trip, and then maybe the first couple of nights in the hotel, but then I want my flexibility as well, so then I would sort my own stuff out in between because I don't like to plan too much. But I do like, you know, for places I know really well, or if I want to book like a really budget trip where I'm staying in Airbnbs or hostels, like I would book that all myself, especially if it's just somewhere in Europe and I'm going to book like a Ryanair flight, and I like the flexibility as well.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going somewhere maybe on a trip that you're not planning too far in advance, you'd be happy enough just to do that yourself?
Yeah, 100%. Especially I find like really last minute, it's quicker to get all the confirmations if you book it yourself. Like recently I booked a trip to New York less than 48 hours before I flew. And if I had booked that through somebody else, I might have had to wait for them to confirm it all with the hotels and the airline. Whereas if I book it myself, I know, bang, that's done. Mm-hmm. I'm on that flight. It's confirmed. And yeah, just last minute things, and the flexibility is kind of what I value of booking by myself. Yeah.
And Linda, we would have spoken to you when we were coming out of COVID, and there was a significant lift in prices at that point for travel, particularly for package holidays. Has that eased now, or have the high prices been maintained?
They have been maintained. The flight costs are quite high this year. It's just to do with demand. You know, there may not be as many flights to some destinations as there were, so it can impact on prices.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of people are you noticing now are coming to you for package holidays? Because it's just interesting to hear Tara saying if you're able to just book something today and fly tomorrow, you might be more inclined to do it yourself. So are you dealing more with families who are interested in package holidays?
Oh, we deal with a wide range. We do singles, families, people looking for a trip of a lifetime or a holiday to celebrate a special occasion. You know, we deal with everybody looking for a holiday, and we can do it as last minute as you can doing it yourself. But it is good to have the security when you're booking your holiday with a licensed travel agent. You know that your money is protected and you have a 24-hour number if anything goes wrong. And it's just nice to know if something does go wrong, like what happened during COVID, or if there's wildfires or industrial action, that you have somebody that you can contact and they will help you to sort out your holiday. Mm-hmm. You're not left trying to struggle sorting it out on your own. And I think people are paying a lot of money. I mean, the average family holiday would certainly be 3,000 to 5,000, and it's a lot of money for a family to spend, and they want to know that they're going to a nice place and that they are going to be looked after if anything goes wrong. So I think there'll always be a role for an agent to, you know, to help them.
And
with
what are people looking for now? Are they looking for adventure, or is all inclusive very popular?
Well, all-inclusive is very popular with families because they feel when they've paid their money out, they know that all of their food and drinks and entertainment are included. So it helps if you're on a budget, and if you have a few children that are going to be hungry and thirsty all the time, it can be very useful to go all-inclusive. That's why cruising is very popular as well, because everything is included in the price when you book your holiday.
So you know what your bottom line is.
That's right.
Tara, would you say in general it's cheaper to book yourself?
I think it really varies. Like, for places like if you're doing a honeymoon to the Maldives, like I would definitely use a travel agent for that. I think maybe if you're just doing a little weekend trip to London, you might get a cheaper looking yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I do the research, and I'm happy to do that. I think a lot of people prefer the ease of a travel agent where they don't have to do the research and it's all done for them.
You also have to really trust yourself. You know, I'm notorious for making mistakes.
Booking the wrong day.
Yeah, booking the wrong day for the return, or not enough nights in the hotel, or having to drop the hire car back a day before you fly back. You know, you have to be careful, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You have to be like detail oriented, know what you want, kind of know the destination, or be willing to do a lot of research. And some people love that, some people hate that. And I think that's where the divide will be. Like, if you really like to do your research and you love to plan an itinerary and you want to look up all the hotels and the flight times, then you'll probably love booking yourself. I do all that research, and I will book myself unless I can't find a really good deal, and then I'll go to travel agencies. Mm-hmm. So like, I went to Iceland last year and I did all the research myself, looked for the flights and the accommodation, but it was just working out so expensive. And in the end, I ended up booking a package with the flights and the accommodation and like the Northern Lights tour included, because it just worked out so much cheaper.
Right. Isn't that interesting? I think we assume that it's going to be cheaper if you do it yourself, but then sometimes the travel agents can get deals.
Yeah, that's it, because they obviously work with the airlines and the hotels. So sometimes there is just a discount that you can't find by yourself.
Yeah, I think maybe that's a misconception, isn't it, Linda? That people feel that they can get better deals, but sometimes the travel agents have scale there.
That's right. And you can add value as well, because we'd know where clients should stay and what activities they should do. And we can tailor the holiday to suit their interests and give them all the help they need to make the most of their few days away.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us, and Linda Jones and also Tara Povey. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.